So why do we not tell industries to do the same thing? Yes, it is your list where you're making a mess. Interesting question in this country. For instance, you know, two very good examples of that question. One would be the military. The United States military is actually the largest polluter in the world. Little known fact, not discussed much. It's got a number of exemptions under the Range Marine Preservation Initiative for Marine Mammal Protection Act, Endangered Species Act exemptions, trying to get exemptions for Superfund sites. A good portion of military bases have toxic waste facilities in them. I personally work on some of those communities. My community that I work the most in that area is this community called the Skull Valley Goshoes, who are out in Utah. And, you know, the question of where were, remember the question of the weapons of mass destruction a couple of years ago? The much looked for weapons of mass destruction. I actually know where the weapons of mass destruction are. They're in Utah. 40% of the U.S. chemical weapons repository is sitting next to the Skull Valley Goshoe Reservation. And it is largely toxic in Utah. That would be where the weapons of mass destruction actually in the world. It would be in the Utah Desert, sitting next to an Indian reservation. That would be an example of the problem of military toxins, which are rampant throughout Native communities, throughout military communities in New England, as well as across this country, as well as a good portion of the Pacific.